When circumstances feel overwhelming and the waters start rising, there's something important to remember. I'll share it with you coming up in this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill. The annual catfishing trip. You know, we look forward to it every year. My son and friend Shannon and I load up the boat with all of our gear and we take off to Table Rock Lake, which is just right outside of Branson, Missouri. We literally spend months planning and getting prepared for this trip. And last year, it sure didn't go as we had planned. We were caught in torrential downpours for the majority of the time that we were out there on the water. Severe weather, lightning, thunderstorms, and came home with only a few fish. So when we planned this year's trip, I thought maybe we should try to go just a few weeks later than we did last year. But who would have known that this would be one of the wettest months of May that we have had in a very long time. And we weren't really battling the rain like last year, but we were battling the rising water because of the rain from the weeks before.
Well, we just got the boat back down the ramp here, fixing to put it in the water. Man, the water's a lot higher than it was when we were here last time. It's probably, I'd say, 4 to 5 foot higher. Of course, we've had a lot of rain. There goes Hunter. He's taking our bait box down there to the marina. Really nice marina. Really nice little resort here that we stay at. Well, nice cabin. It's not really like roughing it too bad. But one nice thing is the water is really calm, so there's not a lot of wind. Slight chance of rain, but not too bad. So, man, I can't wait to get out there and start setting out lines. All right, fixing to unload the gear, get the boat in the slip, head out and start putting out lines. So now we're running our trot lines. Shannon down there at the end of the boat. We're going to rebait them as we go. He's trying to find the line right now. The water just keeps going up.
Shannon went to these same spots just a few weeks before we went, and he had caught several fish off of limb lines in those certain coves. But when we went to them, there was no way that we were going to be able to be successful because the same trees that he had tied to before were now way under the water. And it was nearly impossible to find the fish because the water depth just kept rising. And I mean like almost feet at a time. And while we had 60 to 70 hooks out across other areas of the lake, the only place we caught any fish, well, besides two other fish, was just in one cove. And instead of wasting our time trying to navigate the rest of the lake, it just made sense to fish the cove where we were catching the fish, right? No matter the circumstances around you, the best place to keep fishing is where? Where the fish are, that's right. Paul had this same notion, and although he would have preferred another way to share about Christ to the people, you know, he often did so while being in prison, like in Acts chapter 16, and then again under house arrest in chapter 28. And yet again, as he wrote the letter to the Philippians, he was behind bars, but he knew it was right where God wanted him. Philippians 1, 12 through 13 says, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel." Isn't that incredible? "And as a result, it has become clear through the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ." Not only were his words a testimony of Christ, but you know what? His attitude in the midst of the trials and persecution strengthened the hearts of other brothers and sisters in Christ. The entire palace guard may have not known about Jesus beforehand, but you know what? They sure did now. The tough circumstances that surrounded Paul didn't stop his ministry. You know what he did? He just kept sharing Jesus wherever he was. In other words, he just did what? He just kept fishing where the fish were. You know, we kept fishing that cove and we ended up pulling 20 of the 22 fish that we brought home that we caught out of that one spot.
Oh, that is a good one right there. That's a good one.
That's a blue. That is a blue.
Sure is. Yeah.
That's what a blue looks like right there.
You mean blue. Boy, that's a good one. Ooh, look at that dude.
Put your legs in
real quick, sorry. Drop him right there, son. Oh, man.
Yes.
Okay. Boy, that is a good fish right there. Good.
You know, have you found yourself in unusual, difficult, or challenging circumstances? Could God have you there for a reason? Absolutely. But don't get focused on the outside circumstances like that rising water we had to deal with. Stay focused on what Christ called you to do. If you want to learn more about following Jesus, go to follow.lifeword.org, and it's LifeWord's discipleship resource that they are offering to you at no cost. Check it out today. And if you like this video, we've got tons more. Go to lifeword.org or follow us on social media for more episodes. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors. You know what? I've got this rattlesnake dragging weight that I'm going to take tomorrow on a fishing trip, so maybe we'll be doing a video about this soon. See you next time.